Welcome to Life Without Secrets. Do you often find yourself comparing your life to your friends on social media? You see the glamour, the success, the perfect family, the perfect kids, the awesome vacations. But what's really behind the highlight reel? In Life Without Secrets, we are going to dive deep and reveal the secrets, struggles, and strategies people have used in real life to get to who they are now and who they are becoming. Because the truth is, nobody is perfect. And you are never alone in what you're going through. So don't forget to subscribe to the show because it's time to connect on a deeper level and grow together.
Welcome back to Life Without Secrets. Today, we are excited to welcome Mary Catherine Stahl, also known as MK, an inspiration in the health, fitness, and entrepreneur world. MK's journey is a testament to transformation, from leaving behind a career to finding her calling in the health and fitness industry that eventually led her to opening multiple successful Fit Body locations. But there's more to MK than her professional success. As a dedicated mom and community leader, she inspires others to venture beyond their comfort zones. In our conversation today, we're diving into the resilience and insights MK used to navigate through significant life changes, whether it was changing careers, growing her family, or expanding her business endeavors. We all go through life transitions, whether it's from school to work, a change in our careers, starting a family, or another major life event. We all go through them. Today's conversation is sure to motivate and empower you to embrace your journey with all of its ups and downs and evolve into the best version of yourself in the process. Let's get started and uncover the keys to thriving through life's transitions. MK, welcome to Life Without Secrets.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm so excited to chat with you today. I've loved getting to kind of watch your journey online as well as learn more about it on our calls with Amberly. And I just feel really excited to dive a little bit deeper today in like the background of your life and kind of where it started, because I've really admired watching you and all you've accomplished, as well as how you show up, like fitness, health, your kids, managing multiple businesses, being someone that is working on doing the same. Like, it's a challenge. It's not easy. And like most of us, you have had these big life transitions at this point and you're killing it. So I want to just start by taking us, or have you take us back to when you transitioned from real estate to health and fitness. And what was it that kind of sparked that pivotal transition for you?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And none of this has been like without sweat and tears. It's all been a journey up and down many valleys and many peaks. But how I started is I was working in like my second job out of college in real estate. And one of my good friends invited me to a new gym in town, Fit Body Bootcamp. And I'd always been into fitness. I was very self-motivated though. So I, you know, would work out on my own. I would run, go to big box gyms. I never had really gotten into group fitness. And so it was my first experience with a group fitness studio. And within the first few weeks of just going with my friend, I completely fell in love. And it wasn't the workout, it was the community, it was the culture, it was that the coaches knew you by name, the people that you were working out with. It was so much fun. And it was just something that I look forward to every single day. And so after just going for a few weeks, one day after, you know, sitting at the office in a job that I just really wasn't feeling fulfilled. And, you know, for the listeners, just to know like a little bit more about my background, like I started this very young. I opened up my first location at 26. And so, you know, that's like an untraditional way, I feel like, to start a business like this. Usually you work in something else for a really long time and then decide, okay, save some money and then start my own business. But I just kept looking into the franchise model. And of course, I had many limiting beliefs, being that I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have experience. I really didn't study like to be in the fitness space in college. I was a communications major. So I had that kind of like, almost like that imposter syndrome. Like, why would people think that I would be a good fitness business owner? Why would people trust me to like coach a session and them like lose weight from me when I don't have a background in this? But I had to just kind of push all those aside. And my husband and I opened up our first location in 2017. And to date, we've opened 3 locations. We're opening up a 4th currently. We own the rights to an entire state for franchising, and we help other people step into franchising leadership roles. And I love it. It's great. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's so inspiring too, because I think a lot of us hold back on like what we're called to do in our hearts because we don't feel like we're qualified. And I also think it's amazing. I think a lot of people actually struggle to even find their passion, let alone turn it into a career. So you kind of sounds like to me, you already had this passion for fitness, maybe not in a community oriented setting like back in the day, but you had always been someone that focused on your health and your fitness. But like, how did your experiences at Fit Body Bootcamp clarify your passion for health and fitness, like as a business? Like, was there something that happened there that you were like, oh, like you met somebody, or like, how did you get inspired to be like, you know what, I'm going to like actually have my own location? Like, how did that happen?
That's a great question. And it almost goes back to when I was a kid. So my family on my dad's side is not the healthiest. They don't have healthy habits. I've always been surrounded by the dialogue of, I'm on a diet, I'm starting this new thing, I'm going to start working out. But nobody ever stuck with it. No one was ever consistent. And from a young age, I almost had that like negative mindset around exercise, around dieting. I felt like that was something that, you know, only people that were severely overweight did. And I realized that when I was going to boot camp and meeting these clients that I'm working out with, that this was changing people's lives in such a positive way. It was not only helping them lose weight, helping them get healthy, get off blood pressure medication, any like chronic diseases that they're fighting, it was helping them combat those. They were showing up as a better person in their life in so many other ways. You know, they were a better spouse, they were a better mom, they were a better dad. And I just loved that positive energy that came with it. And so for me, I'm like, hey, if I can get up every day and walk into a business where I can help people be the best versions of themselves, then how could I ever get tired of this? Like, it would be the best career ever. And with that, and I'm sure we'll get to that later, you know, there's always been, you know, there's times where, you know, it is challenging, but it's still such a positive environment to be in that I knew I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah, I bet. So what was your mindset like at that time of transitioning from real estate into owning your own location? Because what were like some key factors that kind of helped you make this transition? Because it's one thing to like have it as an idea, but it's another thing to like leave what you know and where, you know, maybe you weren't happy, but you were comfortable because you probably knew what to do in that like circumstance or environment. And now you're like stepping into something totally new, huge transition for life. What was it like mind steps or steps factors that helped you during that like kind of transition phase of your life?
Yeah. So in the beginning, when I signed the franchise agreement, I had committed to, you know, opening up a location. I was looking for the actual physical location. At that time, I'm still working in my real estate position every day because I'm like, I can't quit my job when I don't actually have the business open yet. I still need that income. And what would people say? Like, I don't even have a lease signed. So I probably should just stick with the real estate until this is like completely signed, sealed, and ready to go. So I did that for a little while. And then I realized nothing was ever going to happen unless I let go of that and jump all in and take massive action. And once I did that, it's like everything expedited. Like, we opened our location, I believe I quit my job in like May, and we opened our location in August. We found an old yoga studio. The yoga company was moving out into a new space. We came in, we painted the whole place, ordered the equipment, and we were open. We were rocking and rolling. And I feel like if I would have stayed in that position and just kind of done Fit Body on the side until I had all my ducks in a row, it probably never would have happened like it did. And I do believe that was why we grew so fast as well, because I just went all in. Like, I fully committed to making this my full-time gig, to being my life at that time, just completely, you know, surrendering everything else and going all in.
Yeah. So maybe you can walk us through, like, because I'm really curious to learn myself, and I'm sure others are wondering that maybe have never started a business or never opened a franchise. Like, what does it look like to start there? Is like, did someone approach you about, you know, doing the franchise? Did you approach approach somebody? What are the steps that someone takes? What does it require to kind of walk through that process?
That's a great question. So when you're interested in franchise ownership, you fill out an expressed interest form online, and then they go through, you know, financial background with you, make sure that you're qualified to open up a studio. You know, some people, they have all the cash set aside to do a venture like this. And some people actually need to go out and get a loan, or they need to seek a venture capitalist group, which we have some funding groups through the franchise that you have access to. And then from there, you sign your franchise agreement, and there is a team that helps you find your physical location. Depending on where you are, sometimes we have someone you can actually meet with in person. Sometimes it's just like virtual. And then we have a construction team that can come out, do the full build out for you, or you can use someone locally. It really just depends on what you want and like what your goal is. Some Fit Body Bootcamp owners, myself included, like I already had a relationship with someone locally who was a contractor, and they were able to come in and do all the work for us. But there's other location owners that use the commercial company, and they'll fly out, bring their team, do everything for you. And then Fit Body as a brand has a marketing department that helps with all of your marketing, your branding, social media, your website. And of course, as a business owner, like you are in charge of that, but you have that back end support. You have the resources, the assets that you can use to, you know, program your Facebook ads and send out your email list and things like that. But as a brand, as a whole, there's a ton of support. And that was one of the things that really sold us on doing this, because, you know, my husband and I were new. We were not entrepreneurs in the past. So like we didn't have that experience, and we needed that help. So we have gotten that support through the brand.
Yeah, I think it makes such a difference in like whatever stage of life you're in, or whatever career you choose or path you take, that you have a community around you to support you. I think that is so huge. I know it's been so huge in my life. I've also tried to do it by myself, and it was a lonely journey, but luckily I am such an extrovert that I usually like will grab people along the way with me. But I think it's just such an important part of being successful, right? Like we don't do it alone. We do it in community and support and finding the right people. So I love that you are sharing that, because I think it's such a good thing for people to remember. If they don't have it, seek it, you know? I also just, you know, want to be real, obviously, and setbacks are just often a part of life transitions. So you open up a location, you then go on to open more locations, and in the meantime, you start a family. What were some of the biggest challenges that you faced going through each of these transitions, and how did you kind of manage a new way of life as you grew?
That's a great question. And I feel like there's been multiple transitions along the way, as you mentioned. So, you know, we opened our first studio, and then I had my daughter. And with one studio and one child, I felt like I could manage. You know, I had coaches that, you know, were coaching a lot of the sessions. I was still coaching a good amount, but I was able to really balance out my schedule so that I'm there, and then also spending a lot of time with my daughter. And then COVID hit, and COVID was very challenging for the fitness industry. And during that time, I had the great opportunity to start another location. It was actually an existing location, the one that I started as a member at. The owner of that location reached out to me and said, you know, COVID really hit our business. I think that I'm just going to step away from fitness altogether. And I'm either going to close down the gym or I'm going to sell it. Would you be interested in buying it? And so I purchased that location in the middle of COVID. And that was just, it's so funny looking back at the funny things that we did to try to like retain members and get new people when we literally couldn't even have people in our studio. And we're trying to like sell virtual memberships. We're trying to build a community virtually. Then when we do open back up, I'm only able to have 10 people in there at a time for like 6 months. And then as soon as we open back up, I find out I'm pregnant with my second child. And so I wasn't worried about it, because I did fine with my first pregnancy. I had everything under control with the first business and my daughter, and everything was fine. But then after he was born and that location was up and running, it was doing really, really well.
After COVID.
After COVID, you know, after it kind of panned out and people were stepping back into the gym. I had a third location that I was starting up with a partner. And that location was with a coach that worked for me for many years. So I already knew that I wasn't going to have to do as much with this location. But with two kids and almost three locations at the time, I had a breaking point. I had a legit breaking point. I questioned, did I even want to do this anymore? Was I cut out for this? I just wanted to be a mom. There was days where, and I get emotional thinking about it right now. I mean, there were days where I was like, I never had a maternity leave. You know, I was a business owner, so I couldn't. I mean, I remember I was checking emails in the hospital when I delivered my son and the nurse asking me, what do you do? I'm like, I own a gym. And she actually ended up becoming a member.
Oh, that's really cool.
But yeah, I mean, I never had a maternity leave. And so it was like all these feelings and all of these things were happening to me after having my second child and having these three locations going. And I kind of just said, I need a break from it all. I made some serious changes. I ended up kind of delegating everything in those two locations to the leaders that were in charge. And I stepped back and I had more time with my kids, but then it was like, okay, now what?
Was there a big fear behind letting go of that control almost, like to give that to someone else to basically be ahead of your business so you could take that step back? Was there like a process in your mind that you had to go through?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because I think many business owners, entrepreneurs, you experience this. It's like you start something and you've done all of these things and you've done it a certain way and you get so scared to delegate it to someone else because what if they don't do it as well? And what if something goes wrong? What if you lose money? And so I just had that fear, but there came a point where I was like, I can't be in two places at once. I can't do this all. I'm not even able to take care of myself right now. And in order to make some changes, I have to do something. And so that's what I did. And that was a big transition. And after, you know, I kind of got over that transition, I then was in a place, which was a new transition, my most recent one, where I was like, okay, now what? What am I supposed to do next? And I think that's kind of like the message for our listeners. Like a lot of times we live our whole life like planning for the next thing. And so I very much felt like from becoming an entrepreneur and having kids, I would say like, you know, when I had these coaches in place, I would be happy. Things would be better. When I let go of this location and I did this, things would be better. And I had to kind of like let go of that when and just replace it with now and just be happy now and be okay now and live in the moment, because the time with my kids was like, you know, it's so fleeting. And here I was stressed out all the time. And even though I delegated so many things, I still wasn't allowing myself to be okay. Like I kept just saying, like, there was something else I needed to be doing, or there was another gym I needed to start, or a new position I needed to take. And I wouldn't just let myself be happy in the moment until I finally did.
Yeah, that's such a good reminder, because especially people that, you know, work to achieve, you know, I can totally relate to that. And I was also someone that didn't know what life, or I've never known actually, in my entire adult life, what it's like not to have children, because I had my first son at barely 18 years old, you know, and I didn't really have a choice. I had to go to college and get to work and be able to provide for him. And I kept doing exactly what you're talking about. And I kept working and trying to achieve and being the best I could be. And, you know, and then it just hits you, right? There's like a moment. And in that moment, some people will decide to just keep achieving because that's what they're going to prove to themselves. But I think what you're saying, and what I think is so important, that you just take a pause and actually serve yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in those moments. It's, it's huge, I think, for any major life transition. I think just giving ourselves grace. What would you say for someone standing at the cusp of like a major life transition, being it career, family, personal growth? Like, what advice would you give to ensure during that transition phase that like it can feel more smooth than it does rocky?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I think about that, I think about like, so in the gym, we talk a lot about delayed gratification. You know, people are trying to lose weight and we'll say like, you know, hold out on the ice cream, hold out on the alcohol this weekend. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. I promise. And, you know, you put in the work and you stay consistent and you're like just waiting until you get on the scale and you see that number, or you do an in-body scan and you see that body fat percentage. And once you get there, what's going to happen? You know, once you get there, you're going to be happy. And I think we as a society, like, you need that. You need that grit and you need to be able to experience delayed gratification when it comes to putting in the hard work when you're starting the business or focusing on your health and fitness journey. But sometimes we need to take a minute, take a pause, as you mentioned, and remember to be grateful in this moment that we're in. Because if you cannot learn to love the journey that you're on, and learn to like look at yourself in the mirror every day and just point out something that you like, then you're never going to be happy. And I just feel like so many people, like you're always going to be like searching for more. You're always going to be wanting more. But if you can't be happy now, then I don't think you'll ever truly be happy. And there, you know, there's that saying, and I'm sure you've seen it, that goes something along the lines of, the life you have today is the life you prayed for back then. And a lot of times it is. It really is. And so I think that, like, just for anyone, if you can just learn to not only show yourself grace, but be grateful for where you're at right now, then it's going to help you just be happy in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think parenthood also, you know, changes us as people, as women, as dads, as parents in general. And I think what we see, you know, in the world today is a lot of people are putting off having kids, or they're worried how this will impact their job or their ability to raise a family, or maybe they don't want to add another child because they're afraid of that, or maybe they're going back to work after they've had their child. And, you know, that is a huge transition. I did that after having my kids, and it's a little scary your first time having to take a break and then go back to something. So I'm wondering though, I was wondering if you could share like how becoming a mom had actually influenced your professional decisions and leadership style, and what was that like for you?
Oh, yeah. So when I became a mom, and I don't think I really realized that I was doing this until I had my son. What happened when I had kids as a leader and a business owner is that I got really serious about how I spent my time and what was most important. And I learned that the hard way a few times. You know, as a business owner and in the industry that I'm in, you're always connected to your social media. You're carrying your phone around with you 24/7. And, you know, I had to literally leave my phone in another room in order to have dinner with my kids, in order to do bath time and bedtime without someone trying to get in touch with me. I had to be really intentional about like the boundaries that I have and the boundaries that I set with my team and with my clients. Because if I don't have those boundaries, then I just let everybody else get the best of me and my kids get the worst of me. And that happened a few times. And I had to learn that the hard way. And many people do. And it's just like, you have to ask yourself, what do I value in my life right now? And for me, as a business owner and as a mom, I value being able to spend my time how I choose. I mean, that was one of the things that I love so much about being an entrepreneur, is that I could control my schedule. I could control my time. And I had to get really serious about that. And I value this time with my family so much that I have to set those boundaries with other people.
Yeah. Do you think it also helped you set a boundary for your own time? Because I hear you saying that, you know, it helped you create the space so that you could also dedicate time for your kids. How did you create space to serve yourself physically, emotionally, mentally?
Yeah, that's a great question. I prioritize like working out every single day. I'd love to say that I prioritize getting 8 hours of sleep every night, but right now we're just in a season where that's not happening.
With your little kids. kids.
Yeah, my son is in our bed every night, a little stinker. But I have to get really serious. And in order to do that, like, so I do remember there was a time where it was like in my head, I'm doing this internal dialogue with myself. Like, okay, I got to work out today. I have all these things I need to get done. And my husband and I, we're both entrepreneurs. We work together. I used to have this resentment towards him because I felt like I wanted to work out, do all these things, but I also needed to be the one to take care of the kids and do it all. But it was like this internal conversation that I was having with myself, and I was never communicating it to him. And so finally I communicated to him, like, this is what I need. And ever since we started communicating with one another on like what we needed, what we have going on, we are able to like help ourselves in a way where I have the time to work out. He can watch the kids for 30 minutes. You know, I have the time to go to Target if I need to. And like, it's just communicating to those that work with you and that live with you what you need. That's how I'm able to fill my cup, because you can't do that alone when you live with other people, whether you have kids or not. You have to let other people know, like, this is what I need to show up as my best self.
Yeah, I remember really struggling with that with my first son too, because I was kind of single momming it a lot. And, you know, I felt like my mother would help me, like, when I was going to work or when I was going to school. So then to ask her, like, to, you know, watch my son for a little bit of time so that I could go do something for myself, there was like this mom guilt that I had. Like, I have to be superwoman. I can't ask for help. Like, who do I think I am? Like, I've got to prove to the world that, like, I can do this and that, you know? And that was like the mentality that I had for a long time until I had to just give it up, you know? And I was so thankful that, like, there was people in my life that understood. And I actually got some loans from college, and I would pay a babysitter as well, because it was something that I needed. And I was probably one of like the best shapes I'd been in my life during that period, because I actually made time for me, and it allowed me to show up everywhere so well. Like, there's a reason why I was able to succeed, is because I actually did make myself a priority as well as everything else. And so I think it is so important as we make those transitions too, to like, yeah, like, do something for yourself and try to get rid of the guilt and know that you're showing up to those other relationships and serving them better anyways, right? So it's for everybody.
Right, exactly. And I do think that there are moms that feel like you have to always be stressed out. It's like we're addicted to the kids.
Yeah.
And I have found myself in, you know, seasons like that at times. And it's not supposed to be that way. Like, Nobody deserves to be that stressed out or feeling like you don't have time for yourself or feeling that kind of guilt that you're carrying around. Nobody wants you to feel like that. And we put it on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Well, you also emphasize the importance of moving outside of our comfort zones. And it sounds like, to me, from your story that I've heard, like, you're pretty good at this, you know, going through the transitioning and just really stepping out of your comfort zone. And I'm going to have this Fit Body bootcamp location. I'm going to have another one. Like, you know, you've done a really good job of that. So can you share kind of a personal story where getting out of your comfort zone led to significant growth or an unexpected opportunity? I'm really curious, because I'll just be honest, working outside of my comfort zone, even right now, I've been trying to, you know, build deeper connections between couples. I kind of started this, it just actually fell upon me. Somebody at church actually asked me to take over this small group for couples. And I'd already had this outline that I had worked on for my book. And I was like, well, actually, this works perfectly for couples. And this is kind of like what my husband and I have gone through. And so I kind of dove into that. And then it's like, it's very much out of my comfort zone, right? To like open myself up and like do this work and be the leader in that environment. And so it's like I put myself out there and then I want to hide, right? Because I'm really outside of my comfort zone. And like, what if I don't do it right? Right. So what in your life, like what did it look like to get outside of your comfort zone? How did it lead to growth and opportunity?
Yeah. Oh gosh. What story should I? Well, I mean, I feel like for me, I have always very much been the kind of person where like, I just know that I only get one life. You know, we only have this one life to live. And I want to make sure that I explore everything that I want to do. And when I say that, I truly mean it. So during this transition phase of me letting go of two of my locations and really just surrendering to what my life was at that time and just trying to enjoy being a mom and sit back a little bit and enjoy that. When I was asking myself, now what? I kind of looked into other business opportunities. I almost invested in a really large real estate deal that literally got a week from signing everything and it didn't end up happening. And that was such a learning moment for me because my husband and I, we thought we wanted to do this new business venture. We sought out counsel from some of our good friends that are entrepreneurs. And we had two people tell us, you guys are good at fitness. You're really great at running businesses. You need to stay in your lane. That is not your lane. That is not where you should go. And it was such an amazing teaching moment for me. We lost a lot of money, but I'm so happy we did it because it was literally like God was like, hey, I'm going to give you everything you ask for and everything that you want and you work for. But right now I'm telling you, I'm sending somebody to tell you that this is not what I want you to do. And it was just such an aha moment. And it was such a great experience for us to go through. And with that, it led me to realizing that I so much do love running fitness studios. I love bringing people together. I love community. I love the culture and I like cultivating that. And so that led me to, I'm opening up another studio right now. We're projected to open in the next 5 months. But it made me realize this is what I love. And I gotta stick to that. But to answer your question about, you know, taking the risks and just, you know, getting outside of your comfort zone, I do feel like I got comfortable when I let go of those two locations and just focused on being a mom, and I didn't like it. I was too comfortable. Like, I don't want to feel like that. I always want to be excited. I always want to feel like there's something that I'm working towards. And I do feel like too many people, you get comfortable with being comfortable and you're just so scared, but there's a whole nother life that's out there for you to live that excites you and that gets you out of bed in the morning. And like, God wants you to live a life like that. And that's the life that I want to inspire other people to live.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you do still show up for your kids. You do, you know, you do go through these transitions and build upon yourself, but you're also showing up for them and you're showing others that that's also possible, right? And that, like, yes, it sometimes feels like a little bit of a roller coaster and then we hit pause and we can come back to ourselves and like, it's good because you're filling your cup and you're also filling your families. So I love that. What advice would you give to others who have an idea or a concept or a new path they want to take but are fully just scared to put themselves out there? How can they embody that next step?
Yeah. So I would say, like, ask yourself, are you going to be okay if you never explore that opportunity? Like, are you going to be okay 20 years from now looking back that and say like, oh, well, I had that idea, but you know, I never explored that opportunity. Are you going to be okay with that? Or are you going to live in regret? Because if you live in regret, then I would say just go for it.
Yeah. I love that advice. It's funny when I was 17 and pregnant and people were like, oh man, you had so much potential, you know? And I was like, what do you mean? And I would literally always think about like, what if I didn't go? Like in 5 years from now, like what will my life look like? And I didn't like that option. And so, you know, I had my son on a Monday and I was back to college the next Monday because I was like, no, like I need to do this for me and for him, right? And I'm going to show you that you can too. And, you know, I have had people, even that I went to high school with, that like maybe took a break or whatever And they came back and they were like, you know what, watching you do that, like after having your son and just keep going, like motivated me to go back and do it myself. Because if you could do it, I knew I could do it too. And I was like, thank you. Like other people, we need each other, right? Like we need each other to be like I need you to show me what things are possible and what you've done, right? And I'm like, wow, that sounds intriguing. Like I want to learn more about that. And I think that's the cool part about like getting vulnerable and being able to share like the, not just the ups, but also the downs and like the points that we are low and like how we just kept riding that roller coaster and came back up. We got over that hump and we're okay. Like, and things are where they should be. And, you know, like every stage of life, I feel like there's always going to be big transitions, you know, whether we're young, whether we're old, whether we're, you know, in the highlight of our life, you know, there's always transitions that happen. And so learning that like there's ups and downs and that's just the normal part of the process. And when we still honor ourselves and what we have set in stone in our hearts and the roles that we want to play, I think that is just so good for people to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like, to your point, you're always going to be going through something. Like there's never going to be a point in your life where there isn't, you know, anything that you're going through. It's just, that's just the way it is. And so like I tell people all the time at the gym, like don't wait for the perfect season to start going to the gym. Do not wait, start doing something now because that perfect time is never going to come. And so that the same goes for anything that you have in your life that you want to try, that you want to do, like just make the bold move now because you might not get another opportunity, but also you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like you could have something else that you then have to deal with. So just do it now.
Yeah. And then did I read right? And you can correct me, but that you're also a community manager for a bunch of different locations.
Yes. So FitBody is a brand. We have 250 locations and I'm the community manager for the whole brand. So I lead their podcast Beyond the Scale, which you were a guest on. And I connect with all of our clients across the brand. We have over 50,000 clients. And I support them with marketing and just try to be that like middle person between HQ and all of our locations.
Yeah. So would it tell us like a little bit about that? Because you know, you go from real estate, then you have multiple locations, you start a family. And then that's a whole nother, you know, like step, right? To then be a community manager for multiple, well, more hundreds, right? Isn't it like there's quite a few locations. Yeah. And I was that something that was presented to you? How did you make that transition?
Yeah, not really. Well, yes and no. So when I was going through that transition from selling two locations to kind of, you know, that now what, I reached out to the CEO of FitBody Bootcamp and I said, you know, I love this brand so much. What can I do to help support the brand? Is there anything? And they said, you know what? We actually need a host of our new podcast that we want to start. And we want someone to help kind of like fill the gap between what we want to communicate as a brand from the HQ level to, you know, conjoining all of our location owners and the clients and just kind of being that face. And so I was like, okay, sure. I've never done a podcast before. I've never done anything like this, but let's give it a go. And those first 6 months, it was, you know, a little bit back to that imposter syndrome. Like, oh my goodness, who am I to be a podcast host? I can relate. You know, who am I to like have all these videos out there and be telling people these advice? And like, sometimes I'm, you know, giving people advice that afterwards I'm like, I need to take my own advice.
Well, I feel you.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's been a journey and it's been really fun. I get to go sometimes to events and speak and support the brand and promote the brand and, you know, connect people. So that's been really fun.
That's so cool. I love that. And like you stepped out of your comfort zone, right? And you also asked, like, well, sometimes like opportunities are waiting for us. We just haven't asked the right question or the right person. You know, and I like that too. How do you see community playing a role in individual health and community playing a role in their careers, community playing a role in their fitness journeys?
So for me, when it comes to fitness, like, I don't know about you, but I work out 10 times harder if I'm working out with friends, if I'm working out with a group of people. And it's not only about that competition, but it's just, you know, having people around you. It's fun. I love the energy. And so I think, like, if you're listening to this and you're struggling when it comes to your health and fitness, seeking out a community, whether that is just like a personal trainer or a small group fitness studio like Fitbody, that can help you tremendously. When it comes to like entrepreneurship and even motherhood, I believe that we all need to find our community. You often hear, you know, it takes a village, and many women are like, where the heck do I find this village? And even myself, there's been times where I'm like, where do I find these people? Where are my people at? It takes some intention. It really does. Like, they're not going to just come knocking at your door. Going back to like getting out of your comfort zone, sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone and get a little uncomfortable and vulnerable, as you mentioned, in order to find some people that you can connect with and find that community. And that can be very challenging and it can be uncomfortable. But once you find those people, like, you know, you and I are in a mastermind, and all of the ladies in that mastermind, surprisingly, when I joined, I was thinking like, you know, we're all going to be on the same mission, have the same kind of goals. No, we all are doing different things. We can each show up and support one another in so many different ways. And it's truly beautiful to be able to find a group of people like that. And I do believe that there is a group out there for everyone. It's just going to take some intention.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Is there any new projects or goals you have for 2024? I think you mentioned you're opening up another location. Where's that one?
Yeah. So my goal for 2024 is to get that location going. I'm really excited about it because it's going to be like, it's 7 minutes door to door from my house. So it's going to be really fun to be able to just be there like whenever I want. And I'm building out like an amazing childcare area and like a retail area to have lots of fun clothes. I'm really excited about it. Brick and mortar is still my favorite thing ever. Like, you know, doing online stuff and connecting with people is fun, but having like physical, like a physical business, it's just my jam right there. So I'm really excited for that. I love the build out phase, you know, designing everything. And so that's, yeah, that's what I have going on this year.
I love it. Well, I am super excited to be able to see you next month in Dallas, April 19th and 20th at the Unstoppable Success Summit. So, and I'm also excited to see you crush it on stage as well, because I haven't gotten to see you speak yet. So everyone can come see us both there. How can people connect with you from here?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Mary Catherine Stahl. And then also you can learn more about Fitbody Bootcamp at fitbodybootcamp.com. And the podcast is Beyond the Scale on Apple Podcast and Spotify.
So good. Well, thanks for getting vulnerable with us today and sharing all your realness on your ups and downs and all the life transitions.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. We are truly never alone in what we're going through, and I hope this conversation was a reminder for you that with passion and perseverance, we can navigate the complexities of life transitions. Thank you for tuning in. Every step outside your comfort zone is a step toward a more fulfilling life. Keep pushing, keep growing, and keep tuning in for more stories that inspire and help you grow along the way.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Life Without Secrets. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.